Hey folks, Faz here. Sorry if you can hear the washing machine going. I started it on a really long cycle that doesn't finish for about 6 hours. So I did that and then was immediately like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. I need to record something. But there's nowhere to pause it. You have to just like switch it off at the mains, and the switch for the washing machine is at the back of the cupboard under the sink, and I'd have to get everything out of the cupboard to get to the switch, and so I'm not gonna. That was my stomach. This is, I'm getting off to a good start. Anyway, how are you all doing? Today is a B week. I split my weeks into A and B weeks production-wise, where on an A week, I upload a spicy thing for patrons as an exclusive, and on B weeks, it's something not spicy, and often not scripted. It'll be some kind of ramble or book reading. I've been reading Curse of Strahd, the D&D adventure module recently. That's been fun. This week, I'd actually like to start offering more scripted, non-spicy things on B weeks, but this week, I'm gonna give you a bit of a ramble about the history of the channel. I've talked about how I got into doing this whole thing and my background before, but I don't think I've done it recorded. I think I've always done it on stream. I could be wrong. You know, I might have done this once before, but I think it was probably really low quality. Like, I did it when I was at my mum's house, maybe over like Christmas, a long time ago anyway. So I'm going to talk about that again. So it's recorded in perpetuity. So if anybody asks, how did you get started, I can point them to this. And then I think after that, I've had in my head for a while now that I wanted to do a role play, completely unscripted, 100% improvised, without even having an idea in my head for how it would go. I just wanted to start talking and see if I could get into character and do a character role play without a script, without a concept, just start talking. So I'm going to have a go at that once the ramble's out of the way. I'm also going to give you a bit of a like a channel update too. Also, I'm also going to share a link in the post for this to an old audio of mine that I have unlisted. The very first audio that I made is still up on my channel, but unlisted. So I can give you a link to that if you want to go and listen to it. I'm not very happy with it anymore. That's why I unlisted it. It's very, very short, and it's somebody else's script. It's a script I took from ASMR Script Haven, and I didn't like it very much, so I unlisted it. I didn't think it was a good first thing to have on the channel anymore once I'd uploaded a few much better things. Anyway, getting ahead of myself. Let's start with a bit of a history, shall we? So before I started doing all of this, my full-time job was as a web developer. I had been with one company for about 6 years, I think, yeah. Maybe even just over 7 years when I left. I left there because I felt like I wasn't going anywhere. And I also attributed a lot of my, I was suffering with very bad mental health towards the end of my time at that company. And I kind of attributed a lot of that to the company itself and thinking that I just wasn't well suited to working at that specific company anymore. So I started looking for another job, and I thought, oh, well, if I find another place to work, one that is, that has a bit more room to grow and improve as a developer, that I would feel better about it, right? I felt pretty directionless when I was working at that first company. And that's partly because the product that, I can't give you too much info without doxing myself, unfortunately, but basically that the product that that company made and that I worked on was not good and was made in a way that was not at all aligned with how the rest of the web development industry worked, right? So by the longer I spent there, the less desirable I would be to other employers, because I wasn't being given the opportunity to develop any of the kinds of skills that modern web development employers look for, right? We'd be using really old technology that is just